on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hello, this is Andre,
Natalia,
and Annika
from the Wrangell Ranger District of the Tongass National Forest. We're here with the weekly recreation and road report for August 3rd through 7th.
Road conditions, construction, and logging activity. Middle Ridge Road is closed until reconstruction can be completed in 2027. The main line, McCormick Creek Road, Forest Service Road number 6265, is washed out and impassable at milepost 13, just past the High Bush Lake Road. The High Bush Lake Road, Forest Service Road number 50040, has a slide across it, but is passable to high clearance vehicles. The WCA crew is resurfacing the bridge on Forest Service Road number 6270 near the intersection of Fools and Tom's Creek Road. Road number 6270 will be closed past that bridge until further notice. Roosevelt Dock on Zurembo will not be open in time for hunting season due to contract supply chain issues. The dock is closed until further notice. Trees are down on Zurembo Roads near Roosevelt Harbor. It is ATV accessible, but cars can't go through. There will be a couple miles of logging trucks on Forest Service Road number 51720 on Edlin Island, as well as activity at the LTF. Expect traffic delays. The Forest Service is working towards repairing roads, but they won't be finished anytime soon. Stay tuned for more updates. Please stay safe out there.
Now for updates about the Annan Wildlife Observatory. Wildlife update from the Annan Rangers. The fish are in, and both brown and black bears have been seen daily. We have a new set of black bear cubs. First triplets, now twins, and also brown bear twins. Osso's third cub got lost and went on an adventure, but eventually found his way back to mom. More bears have been seen on the trail, so pay attention to the safety talk at the trailhead to learn how to handle encounters. If you want to see the action for yourself, check out the Annan livestream at explore.org to see your favorite bears live 24/7. You can also participate in Bear Bingo and win a prize. There's more info on the Friends of Annan Facebook or website. Annan Wildlife Observatory permit season started on July 5th. There are still some permits available on recreation.gov for $30 if you have your own boat or float plane to get there. If there are no more permits available on recreation.gov for the day you're interested in visiting, 4 permits each day are available through weekly lotteries. All lottery requests must be made in person at the Wrangell Ranger District office. Weekly requests will be collected by Mondays at 4:30 and awarded on Tuesdays by noon. The request schedule is as follows. For passes to visit Annan from August 2nd through the 8th, requests were accepted from July 21st through 27th and passes were awarded on July 28th. For passes to visit Annan from August 9th through the 15th, requests were accepted from July 28th through August 3rd and passes were awarded on August 4th. For passes to visit Annan from August 16th through 22nd, requests will be accepted from August 4th through 10th, and passes will be awarded on August 11th. For those who will need to purchase transportation to Annan, contact an authorized guide directly for both your passage and your permits.
Okay, for recreational reminders, remember to turn in your Stikine River sockeye harvest reports. Stikine River sockeye fishing closed August 1st, so come by the U.S. Forest Service office and turn in those reports. Be careful with your campfires. Completely put campfires out. Don't leave fires unattended and make them on durable surfaces like rock and sand. There was a human-bear interaction near Three-Way Pass this last month. Due to late pink salmon arrivals in the creeks and the late berry availability, bears may be seeking other food sources. Now, remember to be extra prepared and aware when you're outside in bear country. Bring bear spray, talk loudly, and make some noise. We hope to see you at the Bear Fest festivities. Bear Fest is this week from Thursday, August 6th to Sunday the 9th. The U.S. Forest Service Interp Crew, which is us, is hosting some activities as part of Bear Fest. Reading with the Rangers is on Thursday at 10:30, and kids' games are on the Nolan Center lawn on Saturday at 11. Our wallets are open this week because we're expecting some change in the weather.
Anyway, this announcement is courtesy of KSTK and your Wrangell Ranger District and can be found posted online at kstk.org. Thank you for listening.
Yay!
And I can't wait to get on.
Middle Ridge is closed until...
Start off strong!